Hope everybody's having a good morning so far. So a little confession. So last night I was looking at my calendar for today, and I noticed that the prayer call was not on my calendar. So I thought I was adding it to my calendar, not knowing that I was sending it to every single person that had been on there before. So then I got to thinking maybe it was a good reminder to resend that out. So it wasn't intentional, but I guess it worked out for the best. All right, let's get started for this morning. So what I want to talk about today is how to be confident in uncertain times. And we probably couldn't be in more uncertain times in our country, politically, all this COVID mess, just all the stuff going on. So again, how to be confident in uncertain times. And our verse today is James 5:8, and it says, "Be patient, resting your hearts on the ultimate certainty." Be patient. Rest your hearts on what is ultimately certain. So, like I said, we're living in strange and uncertain times. We don't know what's happening in the world. We get conflicting information from every source. We don't know how long this virus is going to continue spreading. We don't know when it's going away. You know, we don't know how to make wise decisions without all the information, and who knows what the information we're getting is accurate. You know, with so much is uncertain, there's one thing we can be certain of, and that is God is in control. Brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord comes again. See how farmers wait for their precious crops to go? They wait patiently for fall and spring rains. You too must be patient. Don't give up hope. The Lord will soon be here, brothers and sisters. Stop complaining about each other or you will be condemned. Realize that the judge is standing at the door. That's James 5:7-9. You know, why does James remind us several times in this passage that the Lord is coming back? Well, that's because it's the ultimate proof that God is in control. History is God's story. It's not circular. There is no circle of life. History is linear, and it's moving towards a finish. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And one day Jesus is going to return. Everything is on schedule. We don't know when he's coming back, but the Bible talks more about Jesus' second coming than it does about when he was here the first time. That means it should change how we live our lives every day. We should be living with great expectation of his return. Although the situation may seem out of control and what you're going through may be painful, nothing is beyond God's control. Be patient. God's timing is perfect. He's never late, and he is in control. The J.B. Phillips translation of James 5:8 says, "Be patient, rest your hearts on the ultimate certainty." What we read when we started. What's the ultimate certainty? It is that Jesus is going to come back one day, and nothing is going to stop that. Knowing that history is under God's control and that Jesus has promised to return should give us all the confidence we need in uncertain times. When you feel like you can't count on anything else, count on this. God has got this, and God is going to take care of you. And Jesus will come back one day soon to make all things right and to make all things new. Let's pray. God, we turn everything over to you. God, we need you. We love you. We just pray, God, that when we do feel the anxiety, the uncertainty, God, that we can feel you more than that. And that, God, that we do turn our problems over to you. It is very difficult as humans to do that. But, God, we do know that you're in control. And we do know that you have this and that you have us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for this day. I thank you for our TTE team. I thank you for our customers. I thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on each and every one of us. Thank you again for this day. Thank you for letting us do this call each week. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.